Have you actually been woken by the dawn chorus recently? As research suggests that birds in towns are having to adapt their songs to compete with the ambient noises of city life, becoming louder and shriller in the process, I remain convinced that the power of bird song to lift the spirits is as important now as it has ever been. A few months ago, I arrived at work in the centre of town, early in the morning, and got out of the car to be stopped in my tracks by a bird singing from a nearby tree. Now, I'm no ornithologist, so I cannot say what type of bird it was, but I guess it might well have been a blackbird. As the notes of its song floated through the air, it brought with it an immediate feeling of reassurance. In recent years, we've seen bird song being used to bring comfort. In a children's hospital, piped bird song is being used to calm young patients. It has been used in busy stations to reduce stress levels. It has even been used in schools to help pupils get back on task after lunch. There is little hard scientific evidence for the positive effects of hearing bird song, but if you have ever listened to a skylark singing, can there be any doubt that it lifts the spirits with its joie de vivre? Of course, not all bird song is melodious. The aggressive screeches of seagulls as they fight over the remains of an ice cream cannot be said to be soothing in any way. However, bird song has inspired poets, authors and musicians over the years with its harmonies, and I do hope that much of the bird song you hear over the coming days is of the kind that makes you wonder if there could be anything wrong with the world when it is capable of producing such spontaneous beauty.